Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brachas Daf Membeis in the Oiz Vahadar edition in Perek Shlishi, beginning of Halach Avov, which is in Memalaf Membeis towards the end. Says the Mishnah, Zov Shero Keri. A Zov is a person who's Tome Tuma Chamura. It's a type of sickness that the Torah defines. And a person who has that, he has a Tuma Shiva for 7 days. If he sees it 3 times, he needs to bring a korban. Now this person was already tummy, and then he saw keri, he sees semen. You would think that because he's already tummy tuma chamuro, the keri will not affect him. The keri is a much lighter tuma, and if he's able to learn Torah with a tuma chamuro, so of course he's able to learn Torah with a tuma kala, with a lighter tuma of keri. Similar, nido is also has a similar level of tuma like zov. She pulled the shichva zera. She lost semen. She had zera coming out of her from a tashrish that she had before she was nido. But she was already tameh because of the fact that she's a isha nido. And now you have an extra, which is equivalent to keri. That means she can't daven, she can't deal with anything that has to do with Torah. Do we say because she's already tuma chamuro, the keri does not affect her? And finally, I'm a shameshis, a woman who has tashrish. Meaning she becomes Tome Tumas Keri. And then afterwards, she rose Nido. She becomes Nida Chamur after that. And all these cases say Rabbanon, Tzrichim Tvila. They do need Tvila for the Keri. Even though there's a Tuma Chamura as well over here, either the first two cases, the Tuma Chamura comes before the lighter Tuma. And in the third case, the lighter Tuma comes before the Tuma Chamura. And all these cases, Rabbanon hold, you need Tvila for the Keri, even though it will not affect the Tuma Chamura. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you have a tumah chamura, so that overshadows the tumah kalo, the lighter tumah, and there's no mikvah for that tumah kalo. Says the Gemara now a question. Now this question, there's a debate if the question here is according to Rabbonon, that's what Rabbi Chaim brings over here, or the question is according to Rabbi Yehuda, the end of the Mishnah. That's what the Charedim explains. So the Gemara has the following. Ad kedoin zov shiro keri. That's only if a zov shero keri, person was a zav, and he has then a tuma kala of keri, so Rabbanon say he needs to go to the mikvah. Says the Gemara in Beis, v'afilu keri shero zov. What about the opposite? Someone who was already a keri before, and then he has zivo, does he have to go to the mikvah? Does the mikvah do anything? So Reb Chaim explains the shita, so we ask it according to Rabbanon. Rabbanan told us that a person who's a Zav, then he sees Keri, he goes to the mikvah. So, according to Rabbanan, it makes some sense. When he was a Zav, he was able to learn Torah. Now, even though he has a Tuma Kalo, which is not a very strong Tuma, but it does have an effect regarding Torah. So for that, he goes to the mikvah, and the mikvah helps him to take away the Isser that the Keri brought later. But if the Keri came first, and not only was Oyesed Dibri Torah also made him somewhat Tameh, now he becomes a greater tumo. The mikvah does not help him for the somewhat tumo that the keri brought. The mikvah only helps the divrei Torah. So maybe then Rabbanu will not require him to go to the mikvah. And that's why Gemara concludes according to this. Moilu shu toivel. What does it help him to go to the mikvah? The mikvah doesn't take away the tumo. And the Gemara says, Nishmanu minado, I bring you a raya from the end of the Mishnah. Hameshameshes shiro sonido, a woman who had tashmi, she became a balas keri. And then later she became Nido. So here the Nida Chamuro comes after the Tashmish, which is Tumokalo. Tzricha Tvilo. It says clearly she needs Tvilo for that. So you see it, you do Tvilo for Keri even if it came before the Tumo Chamuro. That's the way Reb Chaim learns the Sugya. The Charedim learns that the question wasn't Reb Yehuda. And the Gemara asked, according to Reb Yehuda, that he's Poiter, is he Poiter only when Keri came after Zivo? Ziva is more chomer. Now comes keri, which is kal. It's bottle in the chomer dik tumo. You don't start talking about a lighter tumo when you still have a more severe tumo. But if the lighter tumo came first and only afterwards came a more chomer dik tumo, maybe you do then consider the lighter tumo. So the Gemara brings a right for the end of the Mishnah, and you have to add the words that the Gemara says by us for Abiyu the plate there. It says clearly Abiyu is plate there even when the tumo kala came first. According to Reb Chaim, Reb Yehuda Poiter refers to the next part of the Gemara. And what's the next part of the Gemara? The Gemara asks, "Ma tam de Reb Yehuda? What's the reason of Reb Yehuda?" Mishum ma moil hu shu toivel. It doesn't make any difference that he goes to the mikvah. Or mishum shein shem le tuma kalo etzel tuma chamuro. Or because a tuma kalo is not considered anything next to a tuma chamuro. Meaning what? Do we say that because the mikvah won't make any effect, that's why Abida says you don't have to go to the mikvah? There's no chiv to go to the mikvah when the mikvah doesn't take effect. Or we say because a tuma kalo compared to a tuma chamuro doesn't start. Says the Gemara, Ma nafek Rabbi Noyon. What's the nefkamina between these two explanations? Well, carry. That's the gear Sir Reb Chaim uses. The Gemara says the nefkamina is similar to what we said before, according to Reb Chaim. If he was a Zov and then he saw carry, so the carry, all it did was his asem and divrei Torah. So his mikvah is effective because it takes away back what this carry brought. In Tamar ma moil shu toivil moil hu. Meaning, if the reason why a Abida says you don't have to go to the mikvah because what are you doing? The mikvah doesn't do anything. Here it does. It takes away the issur that the carry brought. But our Mishnah said that a zav shiro carry doesn't have to go to the mikvah according to Abida. That's one of the cases the Mishnah spoke about. So that's the Gemara concludes and says, havele aleis taimi. You have to say the reason is the loy mishum she'ein shem tuma kalo etzel tuma chamuro. The reason is that when you have a chamur dik Tuma, the Tuma Kala, is nothing, and therefore doesn't require tefillah at all. This is the way Reb Chaim learns the sugya. According to the Charedim, the Gemara goes in there and repeats the previous question we had. And the question is just, the Gemara is saying it in a more lengthy way. According to Reb Yudo, what happens if Keri comes before Zavo? And the Charedim's girsa in the Gemara is, my nafak ubinayin is not a real Keri. But Keri Shira Zoiv, while Keri they became a Zov afterwards. And that's what we're saying. What's the reason of Reb Yudah? That a mikvah is not required if it has no effect. That's only a Zov that saw Keri later. The mikvah doesn't do anything. But if the Keri came first, the Tumah Kala came first, he could have gone to the mikvah right away. So the mikvah did have an effect, at least in the beginning. So that's why it stays even later. Or the reason is that a Tumah Kala in the place of Tumah Chamura is nothing. Says the Gemara, you see for a Mishnah, according to Abuda, there's no difference. It doesn't matter if the Zov saw Keri, or Ba Keri became a Zov. You see from here that it's the same rule that Tumah Kalo, Kapita Tumah Chamuro, is nothing. Says the Gemara now in Amud Beis, Ad Kedoin Kishe Baslo Tumah Kalo Basoif. Afilu Bas Tumah Chamuro Basoif. Meaning the beginning of the Mishnah speaks about that Tumah Chamuro came first, then Tumah Kalo. What happens if it's the opposite? Tumah Kala comes first and then Tumah Chamura? Nishweinim in Ado, we'll see from the end of the Mishnah. Ha-Mishameshes, she was Sonido. She was Mishameshes, she was Baal's Keri. Then she saw Nido. Came Tumah Kala, then Tumah Chamura. Tzricha Tvilo, V'Yabido Paiter. Then you have the same deal like the beginning of the Mishnah. Hado Amro, he Ado. You see from here, there's no difference if Tumah Kala came first or Tumah Chamura came first. So according to the Charedim, this last part of the Gemara is a third repetition of the same question. The Gemara asked the same question three times, in three different ways. Very short, a little longer, and then a middle way. And the question was, according to Rabbi Yudo, that says, that once a person has Tumah Chamura, Tumah Kala has no effect, what happens if Tumah Kala came first? Is there any difference? And the Maskana is, there's no difference. According to Rabbi Chaim's Mahalach, there's three different questions over here. Question number one is, according to Rabbanan, how do Rabbanan learn? Do Rabbanan require a mikvah if the Tumah Kala came first? Because then you can't really take away completely the Tumah Kala's effect. Question number two is, what is the svara of Reb Yudah? And do we say when you have Tumah Chamura and then Tumah Kala, maybe then Reb Yudah will say you should go to the mikvah? And finally, question number three is what happens the opposite according to Reb Yudah. Do we say when Tumah Kala comes before the Tumah Chamura, maybe then you have to go to the mikvah, meaning now finally in question number three, you get to what the Charedim says is the same question the Gemara repeats three times. And with this we end Perek Shlishi of Brochus, Hadrolach Mishemeso Be'ezer Hashem. Beginning of Perek Revi, Zog the Mishnah. Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzois, Shachris, you could daven until midday, until Chatzos. Yirid Ha'omer Ad Arba Shores, until the fourth hour of the day, the proportional hour. Tfilas HaMincha Ad Erev, Mincha you could daven until evening. Yirid Ha'omer Ad Plag HaMincha. which is a proportional on an hour and a quarter before the evening. Tefillah se'erev, which means ma'ariv, ein lakva. It can be done the entire night. And the reason Mish doesn't say it clearly, the Bavli explains to tell you that ma'ariv is rishus, that the beginning of ma'ariv did not call him as an obligation like the other davenings. V'shem musafim kol ayoyim. Musafim can be the entire day. Says the Gemara, Tefillah se'erev chatzois, says the Gemara, k'siv le'avos Hashem elokeichim ulo'ovdoi b'chol levavchim u'b'chol navshichim. You have to worship Hashem with your heart and with your soul. V'chiesh avoido b'lev. What does it mean to worship Hashem in the heart? V'heze zu tefillah. What's the avoido in the heart? Is the avoido of tefillah. Here's the famous Yerushalmi that tefillah is called avoido. V'chenu oimer, bring another rye from the Neil. Elokoch di'ano polachlei. The Hashem, the wheat that I worship him, betadiro, always, hu yeshaz avinoch, he will save you. V'chi yesh pulcha min bovel, meaning polach, polach means avoido. Which avoido do you have in bovel? Daniel was in bovel. So what is he saying in bovel? I'm worshiping Hashem, I'm doing an avoido in bovel. V'hezezuzu tefillah, we're talking about davening. Davening is the avoido that a person has today, the person can have, even out of Eretz Yisrael. Every davening is an avoido to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the avoido of the korbanos in Beis HaMikdash. And with this we conclude Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Membeis.